from Lincoln that will go along with things that have happened here today. Senator Storer, thanks so much for taking time to talk to us today.
Absolutely. Well, I wish we were just able to chat about fun, positive things, but it sounds like it has been quite an eventful morning there in Custer County, Broken Bow in particular.
It has, and of course the temperatures, as you know, were 30 below zero, 31 below zero at 7 o'clock this morning. We did see here a reading of 35 below, and it just stressed everything, and they were using the backup generators, as you would suspect, and something went terribly wrong. So, yes, it has been a difficult day.
Yes. Well, I've been trying to get as much information as I can this morning, and, you know, I've had some good conversations with your city administrator and your mayor there earlier this morning, but, you know, the most recent updates I have is they have got their emergency declaration signed. That really starts to initiate the process, kind of triggers the process for NEMA, the Nebraska Emergency Management, to be able to authorize funds as they are deemed necessary in response to the emergency. So that really was a first good step in terms of helping the state engage in a meaningful way once those needs are determined. You know, I know that NPPD, I spoke with some of the NPPD folks actually on the floor this morning. They pulled me off the legislative floor to give me a bit of an update, and they were getting their sort of temporary equipment or portable equipment in place there in Broken Bow to help get power restored to those areas of town that were not restored in a timely manner. So it sounds like everybody is just dove in, and they are getting done what needs to be done. I'm actually super impressed with the response from your folks there in Broken Bow, as well as Custer County Public Power and NPPD.
Well, we have also been impressed with way everyone has communicated and worked here with the media that we're in, and I know that they have a lot ahead of them. But yes, the communications have been great. We've had, I just got a call this little bit ago from the Arrow Hotel, and they're offering rooms up for $35 if somebody needs to stay. So it's never surprising here, because people just keep doing that sort of thing over and over again. But it's always good to see people team up when things get rough. Now, we mentioned the declaration, which kind of gets things started. You also mentioned to me off the air that you've reached out to some of your other fellow leaders out there to kind of get things started from that end. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I've actually spoke with Senator Fisher this morning, as well as Senator Ricketts, and just about 30 minutes ago was able to connect with Congressman Smith. I was almost immediately in contact with the governor's office, with his chief of staff, and so everybody is, you know, an effort to make sure everybody is as up-to-date as they can possibly be, so they can be in a position to respond, with the resources or anything that can be done at any level here. So I feel pretty good that, you know, keeping that communication flowing all the way from your leadership there in Broken Bow up all the way up the chain is how we can best serve people there in Broken Bow. So everybody is as up to date as possible right now, and very concerned about the situation on every level. I can tell you that your federal delegation, as well as the governor's office, is standing by to do what they can, and certainly concerned about, first and foremost, people, obviously, and making sure that people are safe. If they're without power, like you said, with these kind of temperatures, it really does not take long, for folks to be in a really dangerous position if they lose power in their home. And so I can't remember if I mentioned that the mayor, your mayor Rod, also told me that they're doing welfare checks, you know, going door to door to those homes that are still without power, just making sure that people are okay or if they need help getting somewhere. So, you know, I I feel like you have a tremendous community there in Broken Bow, but we're just fortunate to live in Nebraska where people care about each other and they're willing to jump in and do what needs to be done. So.
I certainly agree with that. Also, I wondered, a little sidebar question here. You've spent a lot of time here in this area when you were running for this position, this seat. Does that kind of help you out a little bit when you start talking to different people about things like this, all the time you spent here before you become elected?
Yes, oh, absolutely. You know, to be able to have met, you know, the leadership there in Broken Bow and just have a 30,000 foot view of the infrastructure and you know, kind of how things work together is very helpful. When you get to know people, you certainly get to develop a whole nother level of caring about a community and caring about the folks that live there. And so, I am on standby as well to do what I can at the state level as soon as it's determined what resources are going to be needed there to get people get not only power back, but it's my understanding that that building also housed all of the controls for the city well system, which is going to impact water and sewer as well. So I think right now that's kind of a priority to get an assessment of what needs to be done there.
All right. Very good. And I know that you are ag ranch side of things, and you know, we had 40 below wind chills last night, and I'm wondering about any discussion out there about baby calves.
Yeah, we don't start calving until about the middle of March, but there's an awful lot of folks out in the country that are calving now, and there are might be a few frozen ears.
Yes.
When it comes time to sell calves next fall.
No doubt about that. Senator Storr, I know you have a session that you need to get to. We appreciate the time that you've taken here, and already thank you for getting started in the ways that you have to try to help us out. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Well, I will continue to be in communication with the folks there in Broken Bow, and we will do what we need to get done to get people back in business. So.
All right. Very good. It's nice talking to you. Maybe we can talk again on better conditions next time.
I look forward to that.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Stay warm.
We will.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay.